Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Robert Cray bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. writingabookwithwally.com. That's a website you need to write down. If you're interested in writing and getting a book out and doing whatever you think you want to do with it, Wally can help you. Writing a Book with Wally. Wally Bach, celebrating his 19th year as a member of our, original founding member of our Brain Trust. You were a member of my Brain Trust before I named it, Wally.
I remember you calling me, Jim, and saying, I don't remember exactly the conversation, but I remember this line. It said, you said, how would you like to be part of a brain trust?
And you
and
thought,
I said, what is a brain trust? I mean, if you're talking about my brain, I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
I know. So,
but it was great fun. It has been great fun for
We have had some fun. So I want to come back though to we were talking about publishing and self-publishing and all that. I want to make sure, and we probably talked about this before, Wally, but I think it's important to say that if you and I agree, and I think we do, that the future of self-publishing is big. Even if the book publishing world is getting smaller, which I think it may be. The future self-publishing is not getting smaller, and some people think self-publishing is almost a pejorative, right? It has a bad connotation. But what I always remind people about is the difference between being self-published and Vanity Press is whether you have a marketing strategy or not. What do you think?
I think that's a good distinction. I mean, tell clients is you need to know why you want to do a book. If what you want to do is do a book for revenue from the book, you better have a way to sell that book.
Better have a strategy.
And to borrow a phrase from someone that I've learned a lot from, you want to sell them in bunches like bananas.
That's right. On pallets. That's the way I like to see them go out on pallets.
Big shrink wrap pallets.
That's right.
But you do, I mean, we joke about that, but I would venture to say that 70% of the people who come to me to talk about writing a book have no clue about what kind of a business plan they're going to have with the book, how the book is going to help them, how they're going to make the book go out, how they're going to make sure it doesn't come back, how they're going to make sure that people use it.
Well, they haven't studied the industry at all, have they?
Well, that's true too. I mean,
that's one thing I did when I wrote my first book. As I was writing it, I told my folks, I said, we're going to take a year and we're going to study the publishing industry and we're going to figure out how to do this a year. And we did it. We immersed ourselves in it and found out what the good, the bad, and the ugly.
But then once you learn it, you put the system in place to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people. I've got a client I've done four books with, and the first book, particularly the marketing, was a huge learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he thought some places would work and they didn't and so forth, but he kept at it. So the second book, and he's now got two of those four are Amazon bestsellers because they're in a very narrow niche.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two are supplemental books that he sells behind the first books.
Right.
They're basically advanced style workbooks.
Right. And so, folks, that's publishing a book. So, you just described, you used the word esoteric. That's great. I would congratulate him on that. Because it's just like I tell small business owners, you don't have to conquer the world to be successful. You can be esoteric. You can take esoteric to your yacht, right? that could be the name of your yacht, esoteric.
Esoteric, yes. Or niche.
Right.
Real.
Right.
Narrow. I mean, if you take a look at now, when you readers or listeners quit listening to you this morning and go on to the more boring parts of their day. One of the things they can do is go check out Amazon, because what Amazon has become is a giant search engine.
That's right.
For products and books.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want a tip about selling a book on Amazon, pay attention to that search engine quality. Pay attention to how they list you. Pay attention. And you can do this if you're self-publishing.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Now, I will tell you, Amazon is great, and it's also can be an annoying entity too. And they're not exactly an elegant. They don't play softball. Amazon doesn't, but they're a necessary evil.
If you want to sell a business book today, you have got to master the Amazon part.
That's right. That's right.
The tough parts and the easy parts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's reality.
And be prepared to play hardball. To play on their hardball field, I'll put it that way. But,
that's a better thing. They're kind of renting you the field.
That's right. No, it's something.
And second base has got a lot of rocks around.
Folks, so if you just hang out with us enough, that Wally, when Wally's here, you can go back and listen to all the interviews he and I've done in the last two, three, four, five, 6 years where we've talked about publishing. You can get an education. You can get an education on publishing. You know, if we didn't tell you what you wanted to hear today, just go back or keep listening, and we'll get him back another day, and we'll keep talking about this. Hey, Wally, thanks for 19 great years. Let's do 19 more. What do you think?
I think that's a great plan.
Writing a book with Wally.com, folks. Check it out. You'll thank me later. Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.